So I am a teacher, but I am sort of a different type of teacher now. But for the last 7 years, I was a high school teacher in Baltimore County. And I was a high school English and theater teacher. And part of my job was to direct the shows that we had at our school. And the only requirement really was that I did a musical. But being a person that cared about children, I decided to add extra things in, including a play and an improv night. So my last year there, I decided, when I knew I was leaving, that I was going to do The Breakfast Club as our play. And this is not a play. It's a movie, and there's no rights to this play. So I was doing it all undercover, and I had stolen a script off of the internet and fixed it, and I took out all the bad words. And so this was sort of like my going away show. And I had, like, told the kids all about it, and I had all these kids that were super excited about the 80s for some reason, and they were into it. So it was really hard to secure the auditorium for anything I wanted to do. Even though it was an auditorium and it was meant for plays, they did everything else there under the sun. Like, I had to fight the cheerleaders off because it was the tallest place to do basket tosses, and they wanted to hold detention in there, and so I had secured the auditorium for the last week, knowing it was tech week, and we had our opening night. So on the opening night, somebody comes in to tell me that they are going to do the blood drive in the auditorium. And I said, just, like, please, like, go find somewhere else. This is a giant school from the 1920s. Like, go find another fallout shelter to do your blood drive in. You don't need to do it in the auditorium. The stage was set. We were ready to go. Well, I lost. So the girl that was running the blood drive just goes in the auditorium and just, like, turns up all of the lights because she doesn't know anything about how to use a light board, and nobody was there to tell her otherwise. And I was teaching, so I couldn't run down there. Well, theater lights are very hot, and they're very expensive, and you don't leave them on all day so that people can draw blood underneath of them. Well, what I didn't know was that the lights being left on so long caused, like, a major, like, nature disruption underneath of the stage where, like, a million termites were living. And they all sort of, like, came out. It was their coming out party. And so I have office duty, of course. That's a job they gave me, which means, like, fending off crazy parents when they come into the office. And so this girl comes in, she's like, there's a bug infestation in the auditorium, and we can't draw blood. And I'm like, what? Like, I have to do a show. And so it turns out that, yeah, and they were blind termites who were flying, but they were attracted to the lights. So my custodian comes in, and he's like, I taught in Essex, and he's very Essex. And he was like, well, you know, I went up in there, and I sprayed them termites with a bunch of spick and spam. So pretty much taking care of the problem, but a bunch of spick and spam. I'm like, okay, thanks. So they canceled the blood drive because you can't have medical equipment around dead bugs soaked in spick and spam. So they, like, I go back into the auditorium, and there's just like a sheet of bugs over everything, like all over the props and all over the tables. And of course, nobody cleaned it up, so I'm, like, down there with all my little thespians, like, here's a paper towel, clean up the termites off your desk, like, that you sit in. So we clean up all the bugs, and we go to have our opening night. And of course, like I said, this is a really old school and a really old building. And I had the audience sit on the stage with the kids doing the show. It was very intimate because our theater sat like 3,000 people, and there was no way I was getting that many people a night in Essex to see theater. Well, there was a crazy, like, thunderstorm the first night of the show, and one of the copper plates in the ceiling was loose. And it was just like, and it'd be like through the whole show, like at very inappropriate times. It was very unnerving, very upsetting, and the kids are like cutting me the side eye, you know, like, here we are in detention. What do I do? Keep going. But the best part of the opening night was when my principal, the assistant principal character, Dick, I think his name is Vernon, maybe that's his last name, So I had this door. It's like a freestanding door. I don't check any of these props. I would just like have the kids like retrieve them and set them up, and I never tested them for safety. So he's like this big, tall, lanky kid, really like out of control with his limbs. And he comes in the door, and he opens it, and he walks through, and he slams it. And as he's walking away, the door is falling. It's falling, and it's so, its door weighs like 3,000 pounds. And it's like falling and falling. People are like, ah! And it just misses him. And it's like, boom. And everybody gasps. And he's like, cuts me the side eye and like continues. And I was like, yes, I did something right. So we pull the curtain and we go and we pick up the heavy door and we keep going. And that's my story.